As New South Wales enters their fourth week of lockdown and cases show no sign of decreasing, news media sources have started to criticise New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian's failure to enforce a stricter lockdown regime. Comparatively, Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews has been criticised by the media for subjecting Melbourne to harsh lockdown restrictions over the course of the pandemic, despite maintaining a 62% approval rating throughout their 112-day lockdown. The question many are asking is, New South Wales held to the same level of political scrutiny that Victoria has? Bronte Piper asked Dr. Ty Nielsen, lecturer in media at Macquarie University, if media ownership has created a political bias in the reporting of lockdown responses.
I think there's no doubt that the concentration of media ownership in Australia is having some quite large and in some cases dire effects on the political discourse in this country. We've got very few large media companies that now own the vast majority of Australian news outlets, talking about TV, newspapers, and also online. And the News Corp, which is one of those big companies, is often singled out for having an oversized influence on political discourse in Australia. And I think that's their papers have definitely plastered some quite provocative headlines about responses to COVID over the past, year and a half now.
I was actually going to say, an article released in October last year by The Australian, by Peter Craven, described Daniel Andrews as a dictator, using the slogan Dictator Dan to represent how his lockdown restrictions were unnecessarily harsh. And in comparison, Gladys Berejiklian has previously been praised with having a gold standard response, and that she was the woman who saved Australia. So how do you think these polarising articles will impact public perceptions of the Labor Party?
Well, I mean, I think the article that you're talking about is an editorial by Peter Canavan, who is an MP. So we've got a politician there who's framing Dan Andrews as Dictator Dan. And I guess that's okay to have those editorials. It does show us that there's perhaps uneven access to who actually writes editorials in these papers. But I think perhaps a more worrying kind of trend is seeing the kind of headline stories that we've seen pasted across some of those News Corp newspapers. So things like Herald Sun ran a front page headline, Don't Trust Dan. We've had Dan Made Disaster in the Telegraph. So those are some pretty big examples there that have really served to have kind of quite pithy takedowns of Dan Andrews. Yeah, so I think we can see, the slant in those headlines. So talking about the coverage of Gladys Berejiklian's approach to COVID, that was a real puff piece in the AFR, which presented her as the woman who saved Australia. So I think it doesn't take a really in-depth kind of analysis of the content of these newspapers to see that there is some kind of a slant there.
From your studies of the Australian media landscape, do you think the media has an impact on Australia's perception of their political preferences and politicians?
Right, there's no doubt that the media have a large role in influencing, how we understand and how we become involved in politics. For most of us, our day-to-day lives, we only ever kind of experience politics through the framing that we receive from news media, right? So we could say that we live in a highly kind of mediatized, political environment. So these kinds of headlines that we do see, the kinds of imagery that we see splashed across some of these tabloid papers, they're going to have an effect on how people understand political leaders and political decisions. So they are important. It's not a one-to-one. It's not that we see these headlines and then that makes up our mind. Obviously, it's based on our previous experiences and our own kind of political leanings, but the media does play a really important role.
Dr. Ty Nielsen, lecturer in media at Macquarie University, speaking there with Bronte Piper. What?